Yes, I understand that since he actually made those comments, a tender process has been initiated by Garda management, and they hope to have an independent outside service of counselling available to members. And I'm told that it should be operated within the first quarter of this year. Now, we have been told that before, and things have been slow to progress, but hopefully this time it will come to fruition and members will have that benefit of that service available to them.
The seriousness of this situation underlined by the fact that across the country in 2015, 6 Gardaí succumbed to suicide.
Well, yes, Donal. I mean, Gardaí, I suppose, like any group in society, we're experiencing that phenomenon, and unfortunately we're not immune from it, both in what we're exposed to in our work attending the scenes of suicide, but our own members have succumbed to that tragic situation, and it's just something that's very hard to deal with, and obviously the pressures, whatever is going happening to these individuals, we don't know, but certainly the pressures of the job, we would think, must be a contributing factor. And we must have a safety net there for other members who are exposed to stresses and trauma to ensure that they don't succumb to such situations.
There has been a lot of comment in recent months about the morale within an Garda Síochána in terms of the vehicles, in terms of Garda numbers, in terms of the Garda stations, and particularly the situation in rural areas. Is the situation improving, or does that remain a concern for you?
No, in fact, we would say that here in Donegal, while we have received some recruits into the training centre in Letterkenny, which is welcome, it's only stemming the outflow, but it's actually not even making up for the outflow. We would still see a net loss in numbers, and we still see a decline in numbers in all areas, urban and rural, and we don't see any improvement, particularly in the rural stations where people are being pulled out of their stations regularly to cover shifts in the district headquarters. But again, I wouldn't like to say that district headquarters are any better off, because the fact that the members are needed shows how bad things are there, and we see specialised units all suffering too, because there's just no members to replace those who are retiring or being promoted or moving on transfer.
Do the recent comments and commitments of Minister Francis Fitzgerald ring hollow with you then?
Well, it's not that they ring hollow. Of course, the association welcomes the fact that recruitment will commence, but to suggest that they will solve the problem, I suppose, doesn't really get to the kernel of the issue. The outflow has been so vast over the recent years that rate of recruitment will not replace what we have lost, and it simply does not. It will take a long time before we'll ever get back to anything near the numbers that are required to police this country with an effective police service.